I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. When the outrageous seems ordinary, or some astonishing facts and one memorable moment. Well, folks, our brains have an amazing capacity to get used to almost anything. When I was a little guy, about 5 or 6, I went for a weekend visit to see Aunt Mary and Uncle John, who never had kids. And I remember something quite astonishing happening. Uncle John, a playful, fun guy, took me to the local high school track. Years later, I learned that he'd been a serious, accomplished runner. Anyway, I sat in the stands and watched him run, coming to rest beside me, sweaty, breathing hard. And then, out of the blue, he looks at me. And with a very unusual serious tone, he says, "Richie, don't ever smoke cigarettes, even though your dad does. Smoking is terrible for you. No really good athlete smokes." That's the only memory I have of Uncle John from that time. But that moment is in Technicolor, surround sound, and even smelly runner sniffavision. A few years later, my father had heart problems at 66. I remembered Uncle John. Dad's doctor told him to quit or he could be dead in 6 months. He quit and lived to 78. Last year, my cousin Barbara, from my other uncle and aunt, died miserably from throat cancer after a lifetime of smoking. Actually, a very abbreviated lifetime, 60. She never quit. I remembered Uncle John. Did you know 1 of every 5 people in the United States dies from a smoking-related disorder? About 450,000 of us a year. That's 9 times the number of people killed in Vietnam. About 25 times the number of people killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. About 150 times the number killed in the World Trade Center. Do you know the average smoker lives about 12 to 13 years less than non-smokers? And will live 6 or 7 more years if they quit? And that most smokers start when they're about 12? When I walk by kids smoking on the street, I have to stop myself from going up to them and saying, "Please quit now. Your whole life will be better if you do." Although I'm not sure stopping myself is very caring. Research shows that smokers who have the quit smoking version of the Uncle John talk with their doctor are about 4 times more likely to quit forever. I don't know of any research about parents or aunts and uncles or people on the street who talk with their young ones about smoking, but you know what? All I can say is, thanks, Uncle John. And you know what? I'm going to start saying, "Please quit smoking now. Your whole life will be better," to those kids on the street. What if we all did? It just might make a real difference. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.